Track two, Neil's take. Go for it, Neil.
Occasionally, if Shady Pines supplies run low and something is urgent, I'm invited by Mrs. H to do a hasty shop. Actually, I don't mind that much. I treat it as a constitutional. I park well away from the store and I try to walk briskly rather than slouch along. In addition, I can sneak into a shop that sells items made with sugar and chocolate that rarely appear in the Pines cupboard. Recently, I was running late on one of these missions and I ended up at the Gallop. I rushed out of a shop, furiously juggling a load of carrier bags and a handful of change. Despite my best efforts, £3 coins plunged to the ground and made good their escape in different directions. I bent to pick them up. Now, I've reached that age where bending down is invariably accompanied by an involuntary grunt. I know this, I accept this, although as well as the result of advancing years, I put it down to being partly a bit overweight. But what happened next did make me feel old. I had retrieved two of the miscreant coins, and as I grovelled in pursuit of the third, I psyched myself up for the rise to the perpendicular. But before I could get to the coin, a slender hand sneaked in front of me and scooped it up. I looked up to be met with the smile of a delightful dark-haired young lady. She handed me the coin. I returned her smile and mouthed my thanks. Nothing odd there, you may think, but as I locked eyes with this damsel, I realised that things were not as they once were. There was a day when such an exchange between male and female would be one of assessment, male thinking words to the effect, "Cool, she's nice. I wonder if..." While the female is thinking, "Humph, I know what he's thinking. Mind you, he has got a nice..." Anyway, I became aware that her smile was not one of evaluation, but an almost melancholy look tinged with sympathy as she helped this poor old chap retrieve his money, doubtless dropped from hands that are no longer as steady as they once were. Needless to say, she achieved the perpendicular before me and was well on her way by the time I was straightening up. As I headed back to the car, I vowed action was needed. Words uttered all too frequently by the ever-vigilant Mrs. Haverson echoed in my mind. "You're getting a real stoop. It makes you look old." I snapped my spine into place, forced my shoulders back, sucked in my stomach, and strode on my way. I must have looked like someone grappling with a severe tropical disease, desperately attempting to contain the onset of a serious explosion of the bowels. But as you make your way through the twilight years, it's a tricky call as to when you let go of some of the aspects of life that belong to those of a more tender age. Certain pubs become no-go areas. They're full of body-pierced individuals wearing ripped jeans, gulping lager from bottle. You look sadly out of place ordering a pint of bitter in a mug and a packet of pork scratchings. And talking of jeans, when do you stop wearing fashion jeans, the ones with faded knees and bum and wrinkly fronts? And what about trainers? Does something with a fluorescent Nike tick look out of place on a foot that's shuffling along in the post office queue? The lady who cuts my hair is forever trying to persuade me to have a trendier style. Can you imagine what comments that would cause her when I ventured in public? "Aye, aye, what's he up to? No good, I'll be bound. I've often wondered where he dashes off to with his Tesco bag for life." But why should we grow old gracefully? Make a statement. Be the oldest swinger in town. But are you sure about that gold medallion? He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of
fashion. Thank you, Neil. You always manage to capture the moment so vividly. And I'm not sure about the gold medallion either.